This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
So autism and driving, here is the secret to overcoming the issues. All that's coming up. Hey guys, welcome back to the Aspie World. My name is Dan. I have autism, ADHD, OCD and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos all about this type of content. So if you're new around here and you'd like to learn more, remember to hit that subscribe button by clicking the notification bell down below. If you're watching on Facebook, make sure to give this page a follow, and if you're watching on Instagram, make sure to follow this account for more autism content. What's going on, guys? Welcome back. The place where we think differently daily. What's going on, different thinkers? Man, it's been a hot minute. But if you haven't already, make sure to go and download my free Autism Life Hacks PDF book just for you at autismhacks.net. Alrighty, woo. So, I am talking about autism and driving today because there's a lot of taboo about it. A lot of people think that people on the autism spectrum can't drive, they're unable to drive, they'll be bad drivers. How can they drive when they have autism? And look, autism is a spectrum disorder. So there may be people on the autism spectrum who will never be able to drive because of some other learning difficulty that autism presents to them. But there are also lots of other people on the autism spectrum, because it's a spectrum, who will have lots of opportunities to drive and no, errors in the way that they could actually formulate a learning plan to learn how to drive. Now, this is absolutely fine. I know lots of autistic adults who drive, and I know lots of autistic adults who don't drive, but I myself drive a car, and I learned in a manual gear car. But I wanted to really talk about like overcoming the issue and understanding how do we come to to solve the problem of like driving, because driving is a difficult task, and there's lots of people on the autism spectrum who want to learn to drive, but then hesitant and hesitate about it because they think, oh, I'm not going to be able to drive because this, that, and the other, and blah, blah, blah. But I wanted to kind of put it out there saying that, you know, you will be absolutely fine driving, you just have to learn what I'm going to teach you in this video, which is pretty interesting. So, when I was learning to drive, I felt it quite overwhelming, you know? Put it this way, you're an autistic person, you have to kind of be around another person in a small proximity that you don't really know that well, the driving instructor. Then, you are in an environment that you can't really control. It's a car, it may smell like that air freshener, which you may or may not like. The environment may be too hot or too cold, you can't control that. The seat may not be as comfortable as you want it to be. All these sensory processing issues, and you have social anxiety issues. And then on top of that, you have to then drive a car, you're driving a vehicle, and the anxiety of driving a vehicle for the first time is crazy. And you got all this stuff going on. On top of that, you gotta figure out how to drive the vehicle. And this is what's difficult. The learning to drive is quite simple when everything else is relaxed, but when you're on the autism spectrum, everything else is heightened to this level of like complete, like, I need space, and it's very difficult to do it. But coming to terms with trying to listen to the instructor teach you how to drive a car, and they basically teach you from a perspective of just learn to drive the car, right? But I figured out, you know, a few months into my driving lessons that one of the things that helped me a lot, and this was kind of like the aha moment, this is like the secret to kind of really getting it, was that the main thing was that I needed to know how the car worked, right? I knew what I was trying to do, like move the gears and my pedals and stuff, but then I was thinking to myself, well, what am I doing with these pedals? What's going on in the car? How does it work? And autistic people are logical thinkers, so they want to know how things work. They like to know the ins and outs of stuff. So I decided to research how a car gearbox worked and how the pedals worked and what was going on mechanically. And when I looked at that, it kind of made sense because I realized what I was doing inside the cockpit versus like what was going on in the engine. And then it kind of all slot into place and made sense. So I was like, the main thing that came out of this for me was realizing that to logically look at something, it's not just learning how to drive, it's learning how a car drives. You know, there's two things. There's learning how a car drives and learning to drive a car. But learning to drive a car is a lot easier when you know how the car is actually moving. Now, that was like a proper aha moment for me. So if you're watching this, right, and you're autistic and you want to drive, learn how a car works, right? So if you're an autistic person learning to drive a car, or you're a parent of somebody who wants to learn how to drive, then present this to them in a way where you can say, well, why don't we just look at how a car drives? Why don't we look at the engine types? Why don't we look at the gears, how the gears work? How does the car move? Look at the ins and outs, because it's a well-rounded picture. If you're moving a piece of machinery, if you're operating a big piece of machinery, you're gonna wanna know how this is moving. What are you doing that's making it move? And that is the key to succeeding with autism and driving. And I know that you can do it. You know, another thing is that confidence, but you know, you'll have so much more confidence when you know how to drive the car because you know how it's driving. All right, guys, if you have anything to add to this video, pop it in a comment down below. I read every single comment, so that's never wasted. Also, if you think this is valuable and could help somebody, please share it on your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram account. And if you enjoyed this video, give it a thumbs up. I'll see you in the next one, guys. Peace.